you're thinking. You've got to decide. Let us help you choose. Listen to Career Talk and get the ins and outs, ups and downs of professions and industries.
You've had a challenging week, so you decide to treat yourself for the weekend by getting a massage. This will be done by someone who has been trained in the art of making your muscles relax and helping you to feel good. We explore the job of a massage therapist on this week's Career Talk. I'm Andre Palmer. Stay tuned. Massage therapy is the manual manipulation of soft body tissues to enhance a person's health and well-being. A massage therapist is the person trained to perform the therapy by rubbing, stroking, kneading, or other techniques.
But massage really does, you know, it helps to relax you, relax the person on a whole. You know, you have the different types. For example, the deep tissue, you know, would be for somebody who is undergo, you know. But the person who wants to just relax and just kick back, aromatherapy massage would be good. Because aromatherapy really relaxes you.
Massage therapist Jody Ann James. She shares that the path to becoming a massage therapist is quite straightforward.
For me, I went to the Heart College of Beauty Services, which is at 10 Hope Road in Kingston. And what happened is that when I did my training, I did general beauty therapy, where I did makeup, waxing, facial, mani-pedi, massage, all of those units. Right, so you get a touch of everything.
She says applying her new skills on the job was easy due to the practical component of the course.
Well, you do get practical exposure while in training because you're asked to carry in clients from outside, or even if you don't have a client, you can just use the same classmate and just do it. You get to practice on each other. What happened is that in the training, you practice on each other first before you're given the permission to get an outside person.
To practice massage therapy, you'll need to obtain a license. This license is specific to where you plan to work.
You go to the health center, you do the test. It's a cosmetologist test. So you'll get the results same time. You pass the test, you go to the KSAC, you pay a fee for your certificate. And depends on where you are too and where you're going to do the business. And the health center will send over the results to them to say yes, you pass and everything. And they will tell you when to pick it up. And the license has on your photograph on it and where you are permitted to work, like your address and what have you, and where your business is and so on.
Massage therapist Jody Ann James. The Heart Trust NTA College of Beauty Services offer courses in massage therapy. For more information, call 1-888-432-7868. And before we go, registration is now open for a solar energy and fuel cells course, which will run from March 19 to 23 at the Wigton Renewable Energy Training Lab in Rose Hill, Manchester. For more information, call 960-3994 or send an email to traininglab@wwfja.com. That's it for this week's Career Talk. On behalf of Studio Engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Andre Palmer.
This is Principal Hazel Morgan. Through the Jamaica Social Investment Fund, my students now enjoy the comfort of flushable toilets at school.
My name is Peter Angus. I am a honey and farmer. JASIF helped me get more from my crops.
I'm Valerie Jones, and JASIF has helped me turn my bed and breakfast dream into a successful enterprise.
And my name is Ricardo Spencer, and JASIF built my new classroom.
For 20 years, JASIF, with the help of its local and international partners, has been creating opportunities and investing in Jamaica. The Jamaica Social Investment Fund, investing for community development.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.